It started.
Okay, so welcome back to the room. This is now episode 3 in our last episode. Today we will be talking about the author's intent. But before we start, I'm going to give a quick summary on the ending. So the dad and the son were at a beach. They found a boat with a whole bunch of resources on it, but they ended up getting robbed. And a few pages later, they found the guy that robbed them, got their resources back. Then after that, the son got sick, so they had to wait for him to feel better. Then, like 10 pages after that, they went to a port town, but ended up getting attacked by this guy with a bow and arrow, and the dad got shot in the leg. So, because of that, he got infected and his wound didn't heal right, and he was already dying. So then he ended up dying, and the son found a new family and went with them, and then that was the end. So we could talk about our thoughts on the ending now. Anybody want to go first?
I could talk about it. I just want to say, out of all the ways that he could have died, this was like the least expected. Like, I figured he would have died in like a gun battle or some craziness like that. Like, just seeing him die like that, like not even at like over a course of days, it just prolonged the process, and it was just sad because like the boy was just by himself, you know, like for like a small amount of time, because then he found a quote unquote good guy. And he was able to go along with him and be safe. But, like, losing his dad, like, in such a terrible world, it just... I kind of felt for him. Just, like, the ending, like, it was pretty sad for me. Like, I just... I don't know. I didn't really like it because, like, I was expecting something more happy in a sense. Like, they find something that they were looking for the entire time. Like, they made it to the coast and, like, I mean, it wasn't all what it was built up to be, but they weren't really expecting anything good. So, you know, I was kind of expecting something better to happen throughout the book. Well, not throughout the book, but towards the ending.
Yeah, but we already knew that the dad was never going to be the one to make it to the end with the son. Like, talking about the author's intent, remember how I mentioned how the book kept talking about bridges and shit? Oh, and stuff?
Yes.
Like the, overwhelming mentioning of bridges, but they were never described as crossing them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just, like, teleport to the other side. I think that the author kind of hinted... I mean, she already hinted at the dad dying because of all the coughing or whatever.
Yeah.
But with the bridges, like, she also used it to tell us that they were never... he was never going to make it to the end with the son. Like, he was never going to cross that little threshold to maturity or whatever. Like, I don't know. I just thought that was kind of cool. Like a cool foreshadowing thing. And then adding on to like the beginning of the book when they started off with like telling us that the son and father was each other's world entire, I think they said. It was kind of sad to see that that's how they ended up.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Also, like, another way they foreshadowed father's death was, like, he always was thinking about his son dying, like, his son having to, like, put himself down himself.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, also, even that was just foreshadowing that, like, he wasn't really thinking about himself that much. And, like, that allowed him to almost be vulnerable in that sense. So, like, I feel like the story was trying to just, like, let us know that, yeah, the dad is vulnerable. He's not invincible because he cares so much about keeping somebody else alive. Because, like, that's surviving. Or at least trying to help somebody like his son survive. So that was another way. It was foreshadowed.
I think his death actually kind of, like, adds to the story.
Chris, can you speak up a little bit?
I'd say he kind of adds to the story. It fits with the overall tone of it. Because it was, like, relatively quiet, you know? Like, obviously, the emotional impact of it was, like, a lot bigger, but it wasn't anything, like, big, and, like, he left with only, like, a couple parting words and all that, and the boy had to just move on basically, like, almost right after it. Like, yeah, he had a little bit of time to make it, but how it didn't really have a major impact on the world outside of, like, those two people. So I just thought it made sense with, like, the whole tone of the book and everything.
I'd just like to say that I don't appreciate how the book ended, because how y'all gonna let the man die and then the boy just randomly find some family and that's it? I kind of wanted to see what he was going to experience now that his dad was there. Like, how was he going to survive and was he going to do it well? Like, did his dad teach him enough to where he could do the bare minimum of surviving, or like, would he thrive, or like, I don't know. I wanted to see that. And then, like, he found a family and that was it. And it was just like, okay. Like, it's not what I was expecting after he died. I was expecting to see more. But, you know, it was the end of the book, so.
Yeah. I mean, realistically, well, even if the father were to have lived, how far could they even get? Like, I mean, they were just still scavenging. Like, I don't think anything would have changed had he survived the bow and arrow.
Yeah, I don't mean, like, if the dad survived, because, like, I just mean, like, if the boy was on his own. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like the book, like, it would have took an interesting shift to see him by himself and to see how he handles surviving without having his dad with him. Like, I don't know. It would just been interesting to see, in my opinion.
Back to, like, what Chris said, like, I think McCarthy kind of tries to showcase the insignificance of what they're doing, but at the same time, how important it is just to them. Like, in the grand scheme of things, they're just, I don't know, they're people scavenging. They don't make an impact on the world. They're not changing anything. They're definitely not, like, how do I say this?
Things. So them carrying a fire don't mean nothing?
Go back to what it was.
Satisfied with the ending, because I wasn't either. I felt like the ending was kind of rushed. This random guy just popping up out of the woods and saying, "Here, come with me." Like, that was just the most random thing that ever happened in this book. Like, it was weird.
Yeah, and then, like, ironically, this good guy just comes as soon as his dad dies. Like, where was this good guy at the whole entire book? And, like, it's just like Yasser said, it's just random. Like, he just happened to walk by the boy and just be like, are you alone, blah, blah, blah. And he just happened to be a good guy. Like, out of all the time they were looking for them, you find them after the dad dies. Like, of course that's how it played out. I just feel like Yasser said, it was just rushed. But, like, you know, I like the book was good regardless. It just, the ending was very much rushed, in my opinion.
I think it might be just like that weird, those weird strokes of luck that they had throughout, like, the whole book.
That's a good point.
Like, cause, like, we saw it, like, happen a couple times. Like, they would find, like, places filled with food, or the boat, or that bowl too. Like, it was kind of weird, but that's what I just chalked it up to at that point.
Yeah, that's a good point, Chris. Cause they, like, I remember when the boy was talking to the dad about the other boy that they saw, and he was like, is he dead or whatever? And he was like, no, he's probably alive and well. And then he was like, he has luck like us. And I was like, interested how, like, the dad's perspective of relying on something bigger than him changes. Like, first it was like him talking about God, and then it shifted more so to the luck side. That was also an interesting shift that I saw throughout the book, like, how he intertwines those two things, but it's always like he talks about them differently, I guess, in a sense, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Also, whatever happened to, like, the religion in the story? Like, we, in the beginning, we kind of get a glimpse of how he feels about religion. But, like, what about now? Like, for the remaining half of the ending of the book, it wasn't mentioned once.
That's what I'm...
They just kind of accepted it.
Yeah, I feel
they
like...
They talk about, why, about religion that they met. And dude with the name. Forgot his name. Started with an E. But, they met a guy, like, him and his son. And, like, his son was like, he should stay with us to eat. And then the guy was like, I guess, but he can't stay with us forever. And, like... They stayed up, and, like, him and the guy talked about, like, the old world and, like, death and religion. They just had one of the deep post-apocalyptic talks, I guess. But, like, I think he still does care about it, just not so much in your face about it. Like, his dreams are taking more over his head than a religion prospect is. At that point.
Is, what do you think he thought about when he died?
He's about to be with God. I don't know. Like, I feel like he probably wanted to die, part of him. It was like, who wants to be alive in that? If he was religious, he thinks there's the afterlife or something for him. Probably. Nah, that's an assumption. But I think when he was talking about God, at least with God, there is afterlife. So.
I think they kind of. And at, like, a certain point, especially the boy, he stopped believing in this higher power, maybe. Because I saw at the end, he was, like, praying to his father more. And, like...
Yeah!
Because he was like, if there was a real God, then he would have, like, not let all of this happen, so...
Yeah, that's how I feel, like... I feel like they're in that sense, like... If there is God, where is he right now while we're struggling? Like, why would God put us through this? I feel like the point Chris made was really, like, strong because, like, yeah, I feel like that's what happened. Like, they might have still, like, the man more so probably still believed in God, but the boy probably did some more, was more detached from it because the man had a whole lifetime before this apocalypse, and the boy only knew this apocalypse, so, like, you know, the man has probably seen what his quote-unquote God has done for him, and the boy is just like, oh, if there's a God, why are we suffering like this? So, yeah.
Should we talk about the authors of intent for the story? Like, all in all? Like, what do you think he was trying to, like, the moral of the story was?
I don't think there was a moral, to be honest. Like, the book is just, it's weird and it's just random. It has a lot of unnecessary events happening, which has no real significance. I don't know. Like, I mean, you could look at it like love and hope kind of propels the duo forward, but all in all, did it really though?
I feel like it was just supposed to highlight the difference between the boy and the man, and like that's probably part of like there's nothing else really focused on besides those two characters and like the wasteland, which you can see like you can just see the parallels between the two, like how the book and author wants you to compare the two characters and say like, oh well, he's this, and like the boy's usually the opposite of the man, and vice versa. Or they might have some weird similarities that shift, like throughout the book as they change. So like, I feel like the book is just like to watch these characters. But like, other than that, I feel like there is no like real moral besides like, I don't know. It's definitely something within the characters, though. Like, I feel like they're made to teach you some sort of lesson. I just don't know what that lesson is.
But that's the thing. I really disagree with that. The characters barely change, even if at all. Like, the son, like, we kind of see him have his own moral standards, like, when in the beginning of the book, when the guy died, the father didn't help. But I feel like he was kind of transitioning to become more like his father. Like, he started imitating some of his actions and thoughts. I don't know if that's just, I think that's just me.
Actually, I kind of agree with Caleb or what he was saying, like, with the whole, like, the two characters, like, because we can see it, like, through two different lenses, through the whole book, like with the boy who was born in the apocalypse, and then with the man who had a whole life before it, transitioning into the apocalypse, trying to like keep those things from the old world and trying to like keep this optimism, even though it's really misplaced considering there is no true like good ending here or anything. So, and I think like throughout this whole story, while there isn't really any more overarching theme, I think, except for like maybe like going forward, because like through the whole time they are still technically just moving forward through the road and all that, I think it's like a collection of other themes too.
Since we could talk about themes, like one thing I feel like could be symbolized like throughout the book is that like you could look at the road as like life, obviously, and like any time they tried to leave the road, it's like I feel like they took a shift, like sometimes for better and sometimes for worse. And like if you look at it for the worst time, it could like it could be like something like, you know, stay on your path. Because, like, you know, if you get off your path, you know, you could get severely, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be physical hurt, but, like, you could just run into something bad. So, like, I feel like the road could, like, symbolize staying on the right path, even though, like, not really going to look at the road as a right path right now, because, like, it's in a apocalyptic time. So, like, yeah, I just feel like the road could symbolize, like, staying on your right path. Yeah, that's just what I felt like it could symbolize.
I think the podcast.
I'm doing right. Wait, sir.
No, you can go ahead.
No, you got it, bro.
Okay. Anyways, why do you think she made the book? What was the purpose of it, you think? Like, what events must have unfolded in her life to kind of inspire her to write, well, in my opinion, a really boring story?
Maybe she had a theory that America would go into apocalypse. And maybe this was her idea of it.
I thought she's probably lonely.
Oh, that seems like...
Bruh... Just by the way, we had 17 minutes, so.
Alright.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, you want to end it?
Okay. So, thank you for joining us in our last episode. Hope you enjoyed.